Вы услышите, как Дебби расспрашивает отца о его работе. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Dad, we're doing a project at school on jobs, and I want to write about what you do. But I've realised I don't know anything at all about what you do at work. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure, Debbie. Fire away.
Well, first of all, what exactly is your job title?
It keeps changing. I've been in the same position at work for about 2 years now, but in that time, my actual job title's changed 3 times. When I started, I was Senior Sales Manager. After about 6 months, they decided to call me Senior Sales and Marketing Manager. And then about 2 months ago, I became Sales and Marketing Director. Who knows? It might change again soon. The company can't make up its mind.
Right. And you're the boss, are you?
Well, I'm the boss of my department, so there are people under me, yes. About 25, actually. But I'm not the boss of the company. There are lots of people with more power and responsibility than I've got. And bigger salaries too, of course.
And what are your main responsibilities then? I mean, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
There are 2 main areas, sales and marketing. But within them, there are lots of different things I'm responsible for. Let's take sales first. I've got a team of salespeople who go around the country selling, or trying to sell, our products to potential customers. We make fire extinguishers. So most of the people buying our products work for public organisations like hospitals, libraries, things like that. I train the team and deal with any problems that they have.
And what about the marketing?
Marketing's several things, really. It's doing market research to find out what products people want us to make in the future. It's creating advertising campaigns and brochures, things like that, for the products we've got now. And it's making sure your existing customers are happy with the products you've already sold them, even if that was 5 years ago, and dealing with any problems they have.
I think I see. So tell me about a typical day.
Well, for the sales team, most of their day's spent in the car, when they're not seeing customers, of course. For me, it's mainly company meetings. Talking to our actual customers only takes up a small amount of my time nowadays. And when I'm not in meetings, I'm replying to emails, making and answering phone calls, and planning for future meetings.
It sounds really boring.
Well, you're solving problems and being creative a lot of the time, so I get a lot out of them, actually.
Do they always go well?
People do sometimes get annoyed or lose their temper or just say something stupid. That's quite fun too, though. I find the secret is to stay calm, whatever anyone else says or does. That way, you never lose people's respect.
Thanks, Dad. That's been really useful.
Let me know if you've got any more questions, won't you?
I will.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now you'll hear the text again.
Dad, we're doing a project at school on jobs, and I want to write about what you do. But I've realised I don't know anything at all about what you do at work. Can I ask you a few questions?
Sure, Debbie. Fire away.
Well, first of all, what exactly is your job title?
It keeps changing. I've been in the same position at work for about 2 years now, but in that time, my actual job title's changed 3 times. When I started, I was Senior Sales Manager. After about 6 months, they decided to call me Senior Sales and Marketing Manager. And then about 2 months ago, I became Sales and Marketing Director. Who knows? It might change again soon. The company can't make up its mind.
Right. And you're the boss, are you?
Well, I'm the boss of my department, so there are people under me, yes. About 25, actually. But I'm not the boss of the company. There are lots of people with more power and responsibility than I've got. And bigger salaries too, of course.
And what are your main responsibilities then? I mean, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
There are 2 main areas, sales and marketing. But within them, there are lots of different things I'm responsible for. Let's take sales first. I've got a team of salespeople who go around the country selling, or trying to sell, our products to potential customers. We make fire extinguishers. So most of the people buying our products work for public organisations like hospitals, libraries, things like that. I train the team and deal with any problems that they have.
And what about the marketing?
Marketing's several things, really. It's doing market research to find out what products people want us to make in the future. It's creating advertising campaigns and brochures, things like that, for the products we've got now. And it's making sure your existing customers are happy with the products you've already sold them, even if that was 5 years ago, and dealing with any problems they have.
I think I see. So tell me about a typical day.
Well, for the sales team, most of their days spent in the car, when they're not seeing customers, of course. For me, it's mainly company meetings. Talking to our actual customers only takes up a small amount of my time nowadays. And when I'm not in meetings, I'm replying to emails, making and answering phone calls, and planning for future meetings.
It sounds really boring.
Well, you're solving problems and being creative a lot of the time, so I get a lot out of them, actually.
Do they always go well?
People do sometimes get annoyed or lose their temper or just say something stupid. That's quite fun too, though. I find the secret is to stay calm, whatever anyone else says or does. That way, you never lose people's respect.
Thanks, Dad. That's been really useful.
Let me know if you've got any more questions, won't you?
I will.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.